If we were to look at all four Gospels together, if we were to read them, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in one narrative, there are a few interesting discoveries in that context. One discovery would be that we would see clearly that the first words of Jesus as he began his public work in the Gospel of Mark, our Lord's first words are the words, "Follow me." And we would see that his last words in the Gospel of John are those same words, "Follow me." And many, many times in between, the Gospels show Jesus noticing someone in a crowd and saying to that person the words, "Follow me. Follow me." It's hard to predict whom he will call. There seems to be no particular type of person. He says those words to people of different backgrounds, different personalities, we know, different talents, different strengths, but he also calls people with different weaknesses. But every disciple needs to receive that personal invitation from our Lord. Early on, he doesn't seem to take volunteers. Jesus does the calling because we cannot save ourselves. You remember that story, perhaps. Our Lord drove many demons out of that one man, and the man now pleaded with our Lord to be a part of his group. Remember that story? He asked to be a part of his group, and Jesus sent him home to be with his family. We do not call ourselves. Our Lord calls us. But when our Lord does call, not every person who gets called becomes a disciple. We have in our gospel story today this dramatic story. This man runs up to Jesus and asks, "What do I need to do to get to heaven? How do I get to heaven? What must I do to inherit eternal life?" The gospel tells us that Jesus looked at him with love and said, "Follow me." But he didn't, because he couldn't. He was distracted by his many possessions. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, said in his homily today, "If our hearts are crowded with goods, there will be no room for the Lord. There will be no room for the Lord, who will just become one more thing among others." So this man couldn't follow our Lord. In fact, this rich man is one of the few called by our Lord who just outright turns Jesus down. That's scary to think about. Just he outright turns down our Lord. So not everyone can follow Jesus because not everyone wants to. Not everyone will, for some reason or another. But every person must to inherit eternal life. Got a friendly box elder bug here. We'll just treat him very carefully there. He's still alive. This week, you will receive in the bulletin mailed to your home this insert. And the purpose of this insert is a twofold. This gospel we just heard today reminds us that we cannot save ourselves, so that's why we need this parish. That's why we need the church. And one of the purposes of this parish could be so that we can follow our Lord, so that we can stay close enough to Christ to continue to follow him. So this stewardship handout, which will come to your home, it's developed by my staff and I for a couple of reasons. First, we want it to be a tool for you and for me, a tool for us to assess our participation in this parish. I guess the word that comes to mind is the word engaged. How engaged are we in the life of our parish as we strive to follow Jesus? Secondly, it's an opportunity for us to do more as we use our time, talent, and treasure. You may want to do more. You may say you're fine. That's fine. But it's an opportunity for you and for me. How do I use my time? How do I use my talent? How do I use my treasure to follow Jesus? How engaged am I in the life of Saint Wenceslaus? I will visit with you about it again next week. Watch for it this week in the bulletin and begin praying about it right now. Because by virtue of our baptisms, Jesus calls us every day to follow him. Think of those words of our Lord, follow me. And our full and our active participation in this parish helps us to accept that invitation. It helps us to say, yes, Lord. But we need to stay close enough so that we don't lose sight of him. Lord, give us your grace to be able to follow you. Amen.